Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-520-1KFI and 520-1KFI, and we're still trying to figure out what this stench is that is at just the very end of my driveway, the new house that we bought. We're moving on Thursday. Not a big thing. I don't want to, you know, play this up too heavy, but you know how your life is in turmoil and how things get thrown up into the air and where they'll fall, nobody knows. You know how things come down, who knows? You know how you throw up, nobody knows. And where it's going to come down, you hope maybe someplace where you can clean it up. But right now we have a house and crap that we've got to move from one to the other. We did sell. Did I tell you we sold our house? I didn't know that we'd sell our house. We sold it. We sold it, and I found out about it when we were on vacation last week. And it was one of the easiest things. You know, I don't know how many of you own a home. Many of you younger folk, you know, someday you're going to buy a house, and you're going to go through a process called offer and then counteroffer. And they made, this was the easiest thing that's ever happened to me, where they offer something, and then you come back with something else, and then they came back with something, and we accepted it. And that was, it took about 40 minutes. So we sold the house to a couple of nice people, and boy, wait till they find out, you know, some of the things that's wrong with it. But anyway, then you go through what's called a home inspection, and that's basically, it's also called when they tell you your house is a piece of festering crap. That's also what it's called. Because you go through this inspection, and there's a guy hired by the people buying it, and they come through and they tell you everything that's wrong with your beautiful, sweet crib. Not that I got any real personal attachment. I mean, I like the house we were in, but I'm not going to take it personally if they tell me the thing has fallen down. It doesn't matter to me. Well, maybe it is. I know the thing. I know it ain't going to fall down anytime too soon. They're going to hold up the deal because maybe one side of the house is lopsided or something, like maybe some of the timber's bowing out. Like what some guy told me about it about 6 months ago. He had a construction contractor kind of a guy. I think you know what I'm saying. Doing some work, I forget what. I was giving him money for something. Maybe I was just giving him money. Maybe it was just a contractor who walked by and I gave him money and he kept on going. Not before he said, the side of your house is bowing out. It looks like it's going to collapse in about 15 minutes. I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, right there I can see the timber. So to make a long story short, I hope nobody notices. And so that's going to happen at the end of the week. So we got to get all of our stuff out of there. I got to start packing? What? My wife had just crept up on me. She said, we're moving. I said, when? Thursday. We are? Jesus. Well, what do you want me to do? Did we hire one of those guys that does it all for you? That's all I want to know. Well, we can't be that kind of a spendthrift family. Oh, yes, we can. I'm not going to put stuff in a box, wrap up stuff. Do you shove newspaper down to the glasses when you're packing them? How come you do that? I do it too, but I don't know why I do it. Oh, so they don't break. That's what keeps them from breaking? How can newspaper shoved into the middle of a glass keep it from breaking? It don't make any difference. But yet we've all done this for years. When we're moving and we pack our kitchen crap, we put newspaper into the middle of the glass. Which means you got to wash it about 18 times once you unpack it before you can actually drink anything out of it. It may help from keeping it from breaking. I don't know. The stuff that's the part that I can't stand is that. I remember when I moved from Miami out here, I packed my own bloody kitchen. I did all of that stuff. I was a single guy. And I'm got these glasses and I'm cramming newspaper into it, you know. And when we finally sent for my stuff, because then I had it stored out here with beacons. And then I married Maria, and she said, by the way, where's this? Do you have stuff? Well, yeah. Not so you'd notice. Well, where is it? Let's get your stuff. So I sent for my stuff, and I'm pulling Miami Heralds from like 3 years before out of these glasses that we didn't wind up keeping. It was crappy. The stuff that I had, I don't know why I had it. I had like a coconut head with a face on it that I had in my kitchen. Then I had a Minnesota Twins Coca-Cola bottle. No, excuse me, it was a Florida Marlins Coca-Cola bottle in their inaugural 1993 season. Then I had a Minnesota Twins beer, one of those plastic beer mugs that they were giving out at the ball games. Then I had some kind of a stupid like mug with the Washington Redskins on it, just a whole bunch of crap. I sent for my stuff, yeah. Just a whole lot of stuff. What, you got a problem with me sending for my stuff? It was stored at Beacons here in town because I didn't have a place to put it. So, yeah, I sent for my stuff. In other words, I was paying like a bill a month having it stored in this compartment that they have. And then when I sent for it, it was all garbage. I mean, I set fire to it 2 days after I got it. Every one of my glasses was a beer stein. I'd have one glass that didn't have a handle on it. Not one! She says to me, do you have any orange juice glasses for the kids? Is this one? And I'm holding up something that says, you know, Nate and Al's on it. I'm holding up one. Oh, I know what it was. Georgia Dome, 1992, Falcons inaugural season. Can this hold orange juice? He said.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And we have the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. Please take advantage of our little website. We're going to expand it. We're going to have some cool crap in there occasionally, and eventually we'll have things that you can, you know, avail yourselves of, things you can peruse, stuff you can ignore. It'll be all there at philhendryshow.com. And pick up the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD and any other of our CDs that are available. We have, I think, at present, you know, there's six total, and I don't know how many at any given time are available. Maybe some of the 97s, maybe some of the 98s. I heard tell some of the 95s were available. You can get them all. Shipping and handling, $23.50. $3.50 shipping and handling and $20 for the CD. And all of it goes to benefit my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And I think also that some of the sales, some of the proceeds of some of those CDs, some of the earlier CDs, may go to benefit Center One, which is a resource center for people afflicted with HIV-positive and HIV-related diseases. Center One is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they are great, great people. And the first 3 years, when we were in Miami, the first 3 years we did our CD down there, the money went to the people at Center One. So if you guys in the South Florida area and, you know, anybody across the country, if you're interested, contact Center One or here in Los Angeles, my friend's place. These are great people doing phenomenal work. And in other words, they're doing stuff that you and I don't have the time or the inclination to do because we eat a lot and we're watching ball games. And the Lakers and Portland Trailblazers are on tonight, by the way. And does anybody know what the score is? Oh, it's not on yet? Okay. Do we have a TV set? Rome's got about 16 of them in his studio. Can we kick the door down to Rome's studio and walk in and watch that? How about if I just put my boot right through Rome's studio door, walk in, sit down, light a cigarette, wet my whistle, and watch the ball game? 1-800-449-8686. We're doing open phones. So if you got something on your mind here, let's kick it off here. 1-800-449-8686. We've got a few people hanging on, but we got a couple of lines open. So let's go to our first calls. And remember, it takes a while to get through, so keep dialing. 1-800-449-8686. Santa Monica, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing? Great show, as always. Enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The reason why I called is...
What's up?
The reason why I called is the article that that was in the paper, and I was also listening to a local morning show here in Los Angeles. I don't know whether you listen to Chip and Stu or not.
I do not listen to Chip and Stu. I don't. What station are they on?
They're on K99 in Los Angeles, and I love talk radio. So I guess you had a call. I'm a talk radio junkie. For the most part. And
you listen to all the talk shows, huh?
I beg your pardon?
You listen to all of the talk shows, huh?
I listen to a lot of them. I enjoy a lot of them, yeah. But I'm always a talk radio junkie. You know, I was listening to Chip and Stu, and they said there was a recent study by a condom manufacturer in Germany. And
I'm sorry, what was it? What kind of a manufacturer?
A condom.
Oh, a condom. All right, prophylactic condom.
Yes, sir. There was a recent study in Germany that says that the average European condom was too large for the German man, that there is a standard size.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is there some kind of a standard European size as opposed to North American?
Yeah, there's a, what they call European Union size. And it's a standard size, and they said that it is often, and I'll quote the article because I have it in front of me because I I had heard the story, and I went to the LA Times, is often too big for German men, a magazine reported Sunday. Focus magazine said a study by a leading German condom manufacturer, Condomi.
Condomi is the name of the German condom manufacturer, huh?
That's correct. That's, I swear to God.
Okay.
Found standard-sized condoms falling off half of the German men studied. It goes on to say that the average German penis is...
All right, now, hold, before you get into it, I don't need any graphic stuff, okay?
No, this is just, they just give some sizes in millimeters. And
the average German penis size is in millimeters?
No. No.
All right, I mean, I don't want to make a joke about it, but what are we getting into here?
No, they said that the average German penis is about 3.5 to 4 millimeters too narrow for the standard EN600 condom. The EU set the EN600 guidelines for rubber condoms in 1996. And
all right, well, what is the point of all of this then? So what they're basically saying is that the average German man is too small for the average European condom.
That's correct. And first of all, I don't know whether this indicts me or not, but I'm of German descent, number one.
Have you tried on a European?
No, I have not tried one on yet, Phil, but seriously, I do want to say this. I want to ask you, and I want to ask your listeners, when will World War II finally be over? When are the Jews going to let Germany off the hook for what happened?
What does this have to do with what you're talking about?
Because I think that this is misinformation, and I think it's done on purpose.
You think that this story about... Do you have that, Mike? Let me see it. Mike Schaefer, a producer, just gave it to me. All right, so a study reported by manufacturer Condomi found the average size European condom falling off of German men because they're too small for them.
That's correct. And again, I ask myself...
All right, so what are you saying? This is misinformation?
Yes, sir. I believe that it's pretty obvious that it's misinformation. I think it's fairly obvious that it's a planted story, one more bit of slander against the German people. And I just, you know, the question that I have is, when's World War II going to be over with? Did anybody see Schindler's List? Hello, the Jews won at the end of that movie. I had a great many and have a great many families of German descent. I think this is patently offensive.
Are you saying that this study, that German men are too small for European condoms, are you saying it's a hoax?
No, I'm saying it's not a hoax. I'm saying it's misinformation. The average European condom, I'll give you an example of why I'm saying that. The average European condom is twice as large as American condoms.
Say that again.
The average European condom is twice as large as American condoms. So the fact that German men are too small for European condoms does not belie the fact that they're still larger than American men. But because we're still fighting World War II, because certain Jewish interests, I really believe, are still trying to impugn German men, they still call us short dick.
Okay, you have to watch your language, sir. You really have got to watch your language, okay?
I'm very sorry, Mr. Henry.
Please. That is not allowed. And as a matter of fact, I'm probably in territory that I shouldn't be in because... Are you a doctor?
No, sir, I'm not.
All right, but you're talking about a news story, and it is here. They're basically saying that the average German man is too small for the European condom, but you're saying that the European condom is twice as large as an American condom.
That is correct, yes, sir. And so the average German man is going to be twice as big as the average American man. But the reason why I think these stories are out there is we're still fighting World War II. We're still trying to impugn the good name of the German people. We're still finding, you talk about, making fun of black people. You talk about making fun of Chinese people or Jewish people. But where are people when the German people are made fun of because of World War II? It's okay. We lost two world wars, And I say we, Phil, only because my family is from there. I mean, I consider myself an American, but also an American of German descent. We lost two world wars, and now they're calling me Micro Boy. So we lost two world wars, and our penises are too small. And I think this kind of slander continues against the German people, and I think it continues because they still want to bust our balls for World War II, and they still want to bust our balls over the whole Holocaust thing. And when are we going to put it to rest?
So you are saying that because we're still fighting World War II and we're still going over the Holocaust, that now they're planting stories in major news publications
about German men
having penises that are too small.
That's absolutely correct. And I,
all right, hold on for just a second, sir, because I want to find this story again. Mike had only part of it. What is the story, Mike? So the European condom is too big for German men. They fall out of it. And this guy is calling, saying it's a planted story, it's a hoax, trying to fight World War II all over again. What's the confirmation on this? 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry at 1-800-449-8686. Now, I got the story in front of me here. I just got it from Mike, and it was reported out of Reuters in Berlin. And let me get the gentleman back on the phone that I was talking with, and we have some other people calling in. Basically, the story here is that a study found the standard European Union size of condom is often too big for German men, a magazine reported Sunday. Focus magazine. Are you aware of Focus magazine?
No, I don't know if there's a Focus magazine. I don't know if there's such a condom manufacturer as Condomi. What I'm saying is simply this, that the German man, as a result of two lost world wars and the Holocaust that we keep hearing ad nauseum about, they can't stop breaking the balls of Germany about this whole thing. So they're coming up with story after story about Adolf Hitler was gay, Goering dressed as a woman, and now German men have small, penises. If you said the same thing about the blacks, well, there'd be hell to pay. If you said this,
you think that German men are being picked on? You know, Germany lost a couple of world wars, but when you lose a war, the spoils of war are that sometimes socially you're going to be satirized. And
oh, but for God's sake, it's been going on for 50 years.
Well, it may go on for 50 years. It may go on a lot longer until we have another world war. But the veracity of this story, I don't know. Okay, I'll give you that much. I don't know whether it's true.
Well, I can tell you right now it's baloney. And the fact is the average European condom is bigger than the average American condom, which means that the average German is going to be as big, if not bigger, than the American man.
And you know this for a fact?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a standard North American size and a standard European size.
Hold on for a minute. Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Actually, I was just wanting to say that this guy Mike, man, it sounds like, unfortunately, he may have a small penis, and I'm sorry that he does. There's a lot of men out there like him, and unfortunately, they're not all German heritage.
Well, first of all, my name isn't Mike.
Okay.
Second of all, I didn't say that I had a small one. I said that they make it sound as if German men do.
Uh-huh.
And thirdly, if I were you, I would not broadcast the news about how many different sizes there are out there, because it makes you sound a little...
Well, the lady's not saying that she slept with a lot of guys, okay? That's not what you're saying, are you?
I am not.
Okay, so...
Well, then I'd like to know how it is she knows so much about different sizes.
As far as you may know, I may be a nurse.
Well, but you know what? If you're a nurse, what does that mean?
That means I can find out people's heritages. I know what their names are. I see how they are. I bathe these people.
You bathe them?
Yes, that's what nurses do.
Old men, young men, whatever.
All of the above.
So what's your point?
My point is that what you're saying about what someone says in a newspaper article does not mean anything. And
I'm
that
saying that they
are
singling out German men again because of the whole World War II Holocaust deal. And
well, how come
that...
we don't hear about Japanese men having small penises?
We do. We do. That's another one of those slanders against Japanese men being short-dicked. And be...
I'm going to ask you to watch the language, okay?
I'm very sorry, Phil.
Please,
okay? So, Japanese men, yeah, as a matter of fact, they do have that slam on Japanese men.
You better believe they do. That's a standard thing. And the only question I've got is, when is World War II going to be over? When are we going to stop fighting this war?
Okay.
War is never over.
Thanks a lot for your really stupid call. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. I did want to, I'm almost ashamed to be calling in on this topic, but I did want to refute what your previous...
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from England, actually.
Yes, sir.
Now,
you can back me up then on the...
No, that's the whole point. They're not larger. Now, the standard British brand is Durex, okay? Now, that is... As far as
is that manufactured in Great Britain, or is that manufactured on the continent?
That's manufactured in the UK.
Right.
But there's also a French brand that's marketed in the UK, but both of them are the same size, if not smaller, than American condoms.
Well, no, I'm not saying that...
Well, you were saying, sir, that the European condom is bigger.
I'm not saying it's... I think I said twice as large, and I was exaggerating. The
European
condom is a little bit bigger than American.
No, they're not. Trust me, from experience and from, you know, having seen quite a few of these, they're not larger by any... The only country that I know of that makes oversized condoms on purpose is Japan, interestingly enough. You just picked up, they make what they call magnum sizes, but, you know, the average condom size is pretty much uniform throughout the world.
Right. Well... I mean, yeah. The fact is, that American condom is too small for me. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but and I could ask the host. I guess you don't want to answer the question. Is the host there?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me, is it too small for you?
I don't want to answer that. Okay, is it too small for me? The fact is, no. It fits perfect. Okay.
Oh, well,
isn't that a sad... Aren't I a sad case?
No, I didn't say that. I guess I'm trying to say to the gentleman, there is a difference in size between them. You're saying that there isn't a difference in size between American condom and the European Union issue.
No, there is no difference in size. I mean, if there is a difference in size, it's that they're slightly smaller. The packaging on European condoms, I don't know if you know this, is they're long, thin, and narrow. They compress the two sides, but once you've taken it out of the packet, it's exactly the same size.
Well, why do they say that the average German penis is smaller, is too narrow for the European condom?
Well, maybe by the national average, it is.
All right.
I don't understand
how that's slanderous. I think it's slanderous. I think it is
be slanderous in that it appeared in Reuters in Germany.
I think it is vogue for a culture to continually bash the German man as a result of World War II.
But you're saying this is bashing necessarily.
All right, hold the line here. Hold on. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, on the line in Santa Monica, and your name is Jim, is that right, sir?
Yes, Phil. Jim Sadler, I live in Santa Monica. I listen to your program, enjoy a lot.
Okay, let me go to the gentleman hanging on here in, I'm going to lock you in so I don't lose you. Hold on for a second, sir. Is this Philadelphia?
Yes, this is.
All right, hold on, sir, and then I'm going to go to Denver, North Carolina. Denver there.
Hey.
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. And the guy in Santa Monica?
Right.
Go ahead.
Hey, this man needs to get a life.
Are you talking to me or the gentleman in Philadelphia?
I'm talking to the man who's saying that the European condom and all that is about the Second World War and all that.
Well, yes, sir, because the German man has... they're calling me short... You know, Well, if they said that about you, would you like it?
Hey, sir, I'm a second-generation German. My grandfather come over here from Germany.
Well, there you go.
So, yes,
now they're calling,
they're
calling you a short dick.
And that, you need to watch. Whoa. The language, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, what's the language? We on radio.
Phil, am I
yes,
on
sir.
The
yeah,
air,
the gentleman in Philadelphia. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I need to point out.
Is this the gentleman in Philadelphia?
Yes, this is he.
All right.
You can call me Kev.
All right, Kevin.
Who's the guy in Denver? What's your name?
My name's Keith.
Keith? All right, we got
yeah.
Keith, Kevin, and we got Jim.
All right.
Right, and this is Keith, right? Or, I mean, Kevin.
Kev, yeah.
Right.
The thing is, though, I mean, even if there is this perceived conspiracy operating in the United States, which I don't believe there is against Germans, there isn't in the European Union. Please trust me.
You're British. You know as well as I do that the British have made a national sport out of making fun of German manhood.
No, that's not true. I just came back from the UK about 3 months ago. There is no conspiracy in the UK against Germany.
The World Cup
we have a bone to pick with at the moment are the French, if you know anything about European politics.
The World Cup of 1990 was the Germany versus Great Britain in one of the semis, and it was in the newspapers that we beat Germany at their national sport, which was war. So Germany beat us at our national sport, which was football or soccer.
Yeah, I know.
You recall
that. The Germans
get
excited, they invade Poland. I mean,
right.
there are old jokes that go through Europe
all
the time. I mean, the two most powerful countries in the European Union are France and Germany. England is small potatoes compared to the two of them. So, I mean, there's no national...
British. The gentleman from Denver, North Carolina, is German. And I think you agree with me that, what do you mean I need to get a life? Why, all the short, being called a short, you know, I won't use the word, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, no, you can use, when you say short is good enough, okay?
Well, you're saying that I got a little one.
Jim, what you doing, you try to category all of us in one place. It ain't happening like that, you see what I'm saying?
No, but they're making
you
fun of
us. You just upset because you might be like that.
No,
I
can assure you that I have no problems in that area.
Well,
what
then
you
why
happen?
Are you worried about it?
They're saying that we have teensy-weeny little ones.
Look, sir, it's a news article. It's not a personal editorial attack on your size or anything like
but
that.
But I think
if you wasn't worried about yourself, you wouldn't be worried about the article.
Really of German descent and you understood, well, I'm sorry I'm exasperating the gentleman in Philadelphia, but I don't know where I can only imagine where you've been living, sir. The German culture has been impugned since the end of World War II. It has been the butt of comic jokes. And to say we lost two world wars, strutting around Hogan's Heroes. Do you remember that TV show?
Yeah, I remember it very well.
Making fun of
the Diamond Love. Dad's Army, where they made fun of the English in the Second World War just as viciously as Hogan's Heroes.
Vicious? Are they saying that the British have got little tiny wieners?
I mean, for heaven's sake, the jokes about the Brits being lousy, you know, in terms of lovemaking.
Yes, jokes about the British can't cook, the jokes about British men being gay.
I've never spread those jokes. The German guy on the phone, are you hung?
Okay, that I can't have that anymore. Do you understand me?
I'm sorry.
Kick him off the air, Phil.
Well, you said you're German, and I think it's a fair question.
It is not a fair question. I will not abide any comments like that. We can talk about this from a clinical standpoint, and that's it.
Well,
and
Jim,
what?
Why are you so concerned about it? Do you not live in America?
I live in America. I love my country very much. But I'm
also... Well, then you shouldn't be worried about what other people are saying.
No.
If
you were black, you wouldn't want them making fun of you, okay? I'm of German descent. See, a lot of the blacks, they don't like it. But if you can make fun of a German, well, then that's okay.
No, man. It's like... It's nationality.
Humor. A joke is not for... to downsize somebody.
What?
A joke is for humor.
About what?
Is that not right?
Why are they calling me a little wiener? Why do they say I got a little wiener? Okay, I guess you think it's funny, huh?
I think it's interesting. I mean, like the article article came from the European.
Yeah, it came from a magazine in Europe, Focus magazine in Germany.
Right, it's a German magazine. I mean, for heaven's sake, if the Germans are saying that that this is a national thing, then it is. I mean,
there's Jews in Germany, and
what? And here you go with this Jewish conspiracy thing. So this is a Jewish conspiracy against German men to impugn them.
Well, don't you think that they would have a reason because of the Holocaust?
They're not running around and spreading rumors.
I've got to tell you, sir, also, that there's no, you know, Jewish conglomeration running the German media. That's not happened.
They control the media in a lot of areas.
But not in Germany, okay? Anyway, I want to thank both the gentlemen in Philadelphia and Denver this evening. Thank you for your calls.
Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. If you just joined us, we're talking with on our open phone segment of the program with one of our listeners about a study that found the standard European Union size of condom. Now, I didn't have any idea there was even such a thing. As a standard European Union size of condom is, quote, often too big for German men. So that German men are, and I'm quoting again, falling off of half of the men studied, end quote. The average German penis, again quoting, is about 3.5 to 4 millimeters too narrow for the standard EN600 condom. And all of this has my friend from Santa Monica, California, upset. You see a conspiracy. You see...
Now, Mr. Henry, before you paint a picture of me of being a lunatic, I'm saying, and you can't deny, and I don't know how old you are, but I'm sure you remember, and it continues, that the German culture has been the butt of many jokes about us being having little ones and all of this stuff because we lost the war. And
I do know that Germany has been the target of a lot of satirical humor. I don't know that they're the victims of a mounted Jewish media conspiracy to make German men look like they're under-endowed.
Buddy, I don't know where you've been.
You don't know where I've been. Okay, here is a call from Long Island. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Hi. My question is, the man of German descent... He says that when are they going to stop fighting World War II?
When's it going to end is all I'm saying.
Well, when are the Germans going to stop blaming the Jews for all their problems?
I mean, I'm not blaming the Jews for all of the problems of Germany. I'm saying if ever there was the hand of the Jewish media conspiracy making Germans look like they've got small penises, this is it.
Can you prove that?
Well, I'll tell you why. The Jewish people are renowned for their sense of humor. And okay, I guess it's funny to say, you know, Hitler had a little one. See, you think it's funny too, don't you? Huh? Hello?
I see. So there's another stereotypal roll out. Jews are all very funny people. So they're making up jokes about German penises. Is that it?
Right. Maybe
I don't know where you two guys have been. But there was a world war about 50 years.
We know that. We're aware of that.
You said, don't know if we saw Schindler's List. But the Jews won. Just because they didn't get cooked in ovens doesn't mean that they won anything.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. At the end, they're on a railroad, and the guy said, you know, go down to the town.
So the fact that they didn't starve to death or get gassed, that makes them winners, huh?
They got their own country.
So do you.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying. All I'm saying is Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, all these movies coming out making Germans look like horses' asses. We come off looking like a horse's ass in Schindler's List, don't we?
No, you come off looking... What do you mean you? The soldiers depicted in that film, the Wehrmacht, the SS... come off looking like murderers, which is what they were. And as far as Saving Private Ryan goes, what are you talking about?
They make the Germans look like a bunch of a horse's ass with a small penis. That's what we look like to the what do you call it?
I think you need to.
What
I
do you call?
You need, first of all, anybody who judges another human being by the size of their penis is really lacking and wanting in some sort of spiritual depth. And, sir, you are certainly lacking in depth.
Are you German?
No, I'm not.
Well, you sounded defensive about the size of your thing, and I...
I'm not defensive about anything. I'm
I think the man's comment, I wish you heard his comment,
that
Jim.
You are totally void of any spirituality if you judge other human beings by the size of their penis.
Yeah, if you think it is a slanderous thing to say that German men are small in that regard, then maybe you need a little enrichment in your life beyond focusing on those things.
Oh, get a load of the two Jews. You're both Jewish, right?
Oh, yeah. I think you're a total loser.
I'm a loser because two Jews are...
Are you an anti-Semite?
Did you get your subscription to the Spotlight this week or what?
Oh, well, you're in broadcasting, right, Mr. Henry?
What?
You're in broadcasting.
Yeah.
And you're not Jewish.
What difference does it make? Get out of here. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Phil.
All right.
Okay, Phil.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm going home.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how to say this, but when it comes to this sort of thing that we've been discussing this hour, and it all from the news story having to do with the average European Union condom size, et cetera, and size, women, is it possible that they have, you know, we're supposedly different in terms of the size of certain parts of our brain? Our biochemistry is different, and maybe they perceive... sizes, measurements, you know, metric, is it, are women on the metric system and we're on the foot? I don't know, because I have never, and I don't allow myself to talk a lot about myself in this regard, nor will I ever, but I will say this, I have never considered myself to be, you know, extensive in that regard. Never. My wife, on the other hand, said, oh man, you are huge. Yeah. And I'm getting all these guys nodding, and I think either it's part of that female way of bullcrapping a guy to make him feel good, because women are the best at pumping up a guy's ego. They're the best at tearing it down, and they're the best at pumping it up. It's either that, or they have, like, their eyes are shaped differently or something. There's something with the optic nerve, or they're seeing something bigger than it is. Or the third part of this whole discussion is that men have absolutely no clue about any of this stuff. We don't know what size is or what is the meaning of the... Maybe small is great. I don't know. I don't know, and yet I've been in this culture long enough, and I have been immersed in all of the messages about this stuff so long that I think about it, you know, and I can feel either inferior or superior. I think that women have that, you know, that thing on the side mirror, objects may appear larger than they really are, you know, that kind of, what is that thing in a side mirror? Objects are closer than they appear. I think women have got to have that somehow, like the inside of their glasses or stamped in their eyeball, objects will appear larger than they actually are. Ladies. Because I hate to break the news, I just don't see it that way. I'm not small. I'm just, you know, I'm an average. I figure I'm average. I gotta, you know, I mean, you figure no one has ever looked at me and started weeping or anything. I never had a woman stare at me and then, you know, hand me a phone number and run out of the house. Nothing like that, you know, like a suicide hotline or something. No one's ever made no snickers, and no one's ever made any comment with regard to... Real, and you've done so well even with that, you know, nothing like that. It's just that nobody has ever said anything like, well, Johnny Wadd, step up to the plate. I haven't heard any Latin woman say, grande, nothing like, you know. But my wife, of course, oh, you are huge. Because she loves me and she knows that I'm just a stupid guy and, you know, that's where my ego is. Atlanta, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am, how are you?
I have a comment about the guy that's having the problem with the conspiracy and the racism. Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
I think he's taking it too personal. And what the article says, if I heard it right,
yeah,
with the men that they did the survey or whatever with, they commented that the condoms were too thin or too small for them. It doesn't say that they were too small for Jim. If Jim continues to say that he's okay in that department, why is he so offended?
Well, he's German, of German descent, and the average German is about 3.5 to 4 millimeters too narrow for the standard European condom. Which is to say that the average German man is too small for the standard European condom, and I guess he considers himself to be an average German.
Well, why doesn't he look at it in another way?
Why doesn't he go to a funhouse mirror? Well,
tell him to buy German condoms, then, if it's a problem. Evidently, if the Europeans are making their condoms for Europeans, put it that way.
Yeah, he's German of German descent, but he's American, so what happens when you get over to America and everything just gets bigger? You know, your head, your eyes, your nose, your ears, everything. Your extremities just get bigger. I don't know, but I if he were here, I'd recommend that for him, ma'am. But unfortunately, he's off somewhere, you know, finding a pistol to put behind his ear.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. He's going to be all right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye. A funhouse mirror. You go in and one of those bent mirrors. Selena on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, ma'am?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good. This guy that was listening to you on the radio, and I'd like to comment, this guy must have some very personal difficulty problems. I don't know. I mean, I've never had any, you know, problems with, you know,
German men. With German men?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, men are men. I mean, they're all the same, and it doesn't matter what size they are or what condom they use.
They're all the same?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how big they are. It doesn't matter how small they are. I mean, it's not all just that. It's.
I remember a comment, you know, made by Pamela Anderson. You remember her?
Yeah.
She made a comment that size did matter.
Oh, jeez.
Why did she say that?
I have no idea. It's what's inside of a person and what you do together. It's not just all sex. It's
what you do together?
Well, I mean, well, you know, I mean, romantic things. It's not just all, you know, sexual. And
let me ask you a question. What about a glass of What about a glass of white wine in a hot tub and watching the sun go down?
Yeah, something like that.
I did that with my wife last week, okay? And I felt like I was being too sensitive.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, I thought I was losing some of my masculinity and I was becoming too Bridges of Madison County-esque, you know?
Yeah.
Too Angela's Ashes, too Message in a Bottle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, is it beginning to get nauseating? That's what I was a-fearing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can go too far the other direction, can't you? Wearing non-threatening clothing like sweaters. Driving Volkswagens?
Yeah, I mean...
Is that sexy?
Yeah, you can do... I mean,
that's
it doesn't
okay.
matter, you know. I mean, it ain't just all that. I mean, it,
what if the guy
know,
is wearing sweaters, drinking white wine, and, you know, reading Angela's Ashes, and then he's like a mule. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you disagree with everything that you've said before this?
Well,
you're going
I mean,
back on everything that you've said. All right, great.
Yeah,
well, thank
kinda.
You for agreeing. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Very nice lady there in Selena. Thank you, ma'am. If it was really, 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 really tiny, are you still going to say it doesn't matter? You know, we got to go get one of them funhouse mirrors, and we'll be back. We're going to funhouse mirror. We'll be right back.